Today, Be'ezer Shem, be learning Daf Yud Beis and Masechtas Beya. So the topics we learned about today include a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the discussion about the halacha of carrying on Yom Tov, including exploring the concept of mitech shehutra letzayrich, hutra shaloi letzayrich. Several opinions which will explain the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding bringing truma, chala, umatanis to the kohen on Yom Tov. Some of the key topics and concepts we learned about include mitech shehutra letzayrich, hutra nami shaloi letzayrich. This means that since a malacha is permitted on Yom Tov for the sake of oichel nefesh, food preparation, that malacha is completely permitted even for matters not related to food preparation. Challah. Whenever a person needs dough made from one of the five species of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, or spelt, he must separate a small portion from that dough, which is then given to the kohen, which is called challah. Matnas kahuna. Whenever a person slaughters an ox, sheep, or goat, there are certain parts of the animal which one must give to a kohen. Zroya, the right front leg, l'chayayim, the jawbone, keva, the stomach. These are generally referred to as the matnas kahuna, although other items we give to the kohen, such as truma, chala, and so on, are all part of the chaf dalad matnas kahuna.